Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Welcome, my children. Welcome, one and all, for we enter the seed bag.
You can just say welcome to the demon seed, and then it makes it clearer for people listening.
Yeah, but you would keep the seeds in a seed bag, so if they know there's a bag.
Well, no, the demon seed this refers to is from the film The Demon Seed,
right?
With Julie Christie from the 70s, which you know, you told me about it.
Yeah,
we're basically a woman gets shagged by a robot.
Yes, it's a wheelchair with an arm. It's a wheelchair with an arm, and it does it to her.
So the demon seed in question is, and the robot turns out to be a bit of a bad egg.
Oh, he's right bad, yeah.
Seed in this is sperm. So you wouldn't keep sperm in a bag. Well, you would.
Physically, there is a bag of sperm in between a lot of men's legs.
Well, I was actually in school with a kid who I think I mentioned this before to you, John. On a scout trip. Essentially ejaculated into a carrier bag.
Yeah.
8 times a day for a week.
That's
56, a lot. 56 spunks, as it were.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, he was so worried about getting caught out by the whatever. Is it the sixer in scouts? I don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
He didn't want to get rumbled, so he poured the ejaculate over his tent and said that a bull had basically shanked his tent in the night.
We went to Hillston Park on a geography trip in school, and Stephen Hares recreated the bat sign.
Now, see, I had the good decency not to mention the fella's name. Michael.
I shouldn't have done that. Okay, we went on a geography trip to Hillston Park with the school, and Stephen Pears recreated the bat sign. But instead,
I think his name was Stephen Hares, the kid that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I've never heard of him. Never heard of him. Okay. I only went to school with Stephen Pears. Big fan of Aerosmith. Pears? But anyway, Pearsy, he recreated the bat sign by
conference to his mates.
Yeah, that's the lad. Put his knob against a torch and shone it on the wall, and it was giant phallus.
Yeah.
And he stuffed a couple of sex mags up the chimney in there. And if anyone goes to Hillston Park now,
best place to have them.
I think they're still up there in one of the rooms. Can't remember the room number.
If that's not a reason to go there, I can't think of one that is.
No. But anyway, we're going into the world of mystery, myth, mythology, mysteriousness, all the M's. Because the we are entering...
What magic.
Are we entering the demon? Are we entering the
Mirth.
Demon? Merriment? I'll do the intro now. Welcome to the world of mirth, merriment,
multi-story car park.
Multi-story car parks, mollycoddling,
mats,
all the M's and more as we delve.
Mischievity.
As we delve.
Misogyny.
Miss Congeniality, the film. It's a good one, and it's an M, you know.
Yeah.
So are we entering the seed? Is the seed entering the listener? Are we putting the seed into the listener?
Well, I think the demon seed is just a name that we thought was good.
Yeah, and it does sound good.
This is it. You know, I mean,
yeah,
we did a radio show.
God, yeah,
two three years ago
we did, yes.
Didn't we?
Yes. God,
which then became a TV. Became a TV series.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Which I've tried to forget.
It didn't quite work out the same way as the radio.
It wasn't our fault, mate. Don't blame yourself for that.
Men in suits.
That's what happens.
Men in black.
I think the MIBs interfered with it because how can you have two... What's the one I'm looking for?
High-profile
supreme entertainers.
Yeah.
So, you know, 4 or 5 series on the radio. Everything's hunky-dory. Mm. Then all of a sudden,
just
give us a TV series.
Falls apart like that. Just gone.
Next thing you know, I'm back on the dole.
Yeah, back on the bins. But, you know, this, well, what about, okay, we're planting the seed for a rebirth.
There we go.
There you go. Welcome. Like so shall I do it? Shall I sort of say?
Let's do it again. Well, they can skip through this bit. When we were doing the radio series, it was the early days of podcasting. No one really knew how podcasting worked.
No, but the great thing about podcasting is you just talk complete shit for hours.
Every Dick and their uncle does one these days.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm looking
for... Or auntie.
I'm looking forward to getting people who I know who work in show business to tell me anecdotes about their time in show business over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that'd
again.
Be brilliant. That's what I'm looking for as well.
And we'll chuck in a couple of ghosts or, you know, something like that.
Let's do one about parenting because they haven't been done to
that's
death,
a great, and yeah, that is a really good idea. That is a, that's a brilliant idea. What if we get showbiz mates to talk about parenting? That's
I mean, you will step on some of my mates' toes if you do that as a podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, there's room for everyone here. There is room for everyone. Yeah. So yeah.
Everyone says that until someone does the same show they're doing. Then you realise that.
Yeah.
But then that's where Survival of the Fittest comes in, isn't it?
Exactly. Or in our case,
like we did when we did the show that we can't name.
Yeah.
Where we didn't explain things.
That's right. There was no explanation for anything.
No. The no explanation lads.
Yeah,
called, wasn't it?
That was it. That was the one. Yeah.
When we did that, I mean, you know, there was a slew, an absolute slew, John. Of for legal reasons, I wouldn't say copycats, but I mean, there was, you know,
there was a, yeah.
I like to think before you and I, had you ever even heard of UFOs or
no,
or witches or ghosts?
I can honestly say I didn't even
time
know,
travel.
I didn't know what a ghost was. I did not know.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No, I didn't know what time travel was. I had no idea what a poltergeist was, an alien, any of that, nothing. But I'm educated.
Loch Ness Monster. Who'd ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Not me.
No, not me. Certainly not me. You know. I mean, you wouldn't catch me dabbling with the occult until now.
Wouldn't know what the occult was.
No, I thought
it was a band. I knew what the cult was. They were a band, weren't they?
Ian Astbury, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I know someone who knows Ian Astbury. We could get him on just
God,
to talk
that
about.
Is freaky.
Get him on talking about parenthood, you know.
Do it. And even if he hasn't got kids, just make it up.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That is absolutely fine. Well, you could do a little joke. You could say, "What does your wife do, Ian?" And you could get him to say, "She sells Sanctuary." And you go, "That's because that's a song as well." You could do that, but again, he's not confirmed.
All of a sudden, she sells seashells.
And that would do his head in.
If it was like a parenting win, wouldn't it? Because
he'd
probably guess that. But then again, if you're going to call a song, "She Sells Sanctuary," what do you expect?
Exactly.
I'm not having a go at him. I don't know the man.
He's quite a big fella.
Unlike your mate.
No. I mean, Stephen Pettis?
Well, he's quite a big fella. Who cares?
Well, you know, he's
what does that mean?
He could take you, Mike.
What, because he's big?
I mean, saying that, I've only ever seen photos of him. I only know someone who knows him. I don't know him. So he could be little.
Because Fish is supposed to be quite big, isn't he, off all the old ex-Marillion.
Well, I know Fish quite well after appearing on Celebrity Weakest Link roughly 20 years ago and coming second to Fish from Marillion.
Is that right? Did you do that?
Yeah, and Fish and
God,
I...
They were the days, weren't they?
Oh, tell you what, I was living the dream, mate. I was living the dream.
Look at you. Hiding from MIBs in Bristol.
In a small room. It's incredibly warm. There's no ventilation and my computer's just about working. So, you know, we really should do the intro.
Okay. The intro.
Okay. Welcome to the world of mystery, myth, mythology, miscongeniality one and two.
You're doing exactly the same thing you told us not to do a second ago. You're doing the same thing again.
So shall I just say...
Just say welcome to our new podcast.
Yeah.
We're smashing everyone's preconceptions of the podcast.
Yeah.
By being two white blokes in our 40s.
Yeah, talking.
With a background in comedy.
Yeah.
That are going to do a podcast.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, some of our mates will come on to talk about parenthood, but we don't know that yet. Okay, so welcome. What was it? Well, I'll say it again. Welcome to...
Just say welcome to the Demon Seed.
Okay. Welcome to the Demon Seed. Was that...
Right, John?
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. As you may or may not know, we will be investigating some of the most outlandish paranormal events known to mankind. I've researched the internet heavily to find some of the lesser known stories of the paranormal that are out there. Mike, you being a keen fan of the paranormal will help me discover whether these stories are true or not.
I'm just you intrigue me. I find you...
Intriguing.
You know, like my daughter's got a fidget toy, which she just fiddles with when she's bored.
Yeah, you want to fiddle
and with you're me. Basically you're I want to fiddle with you when I'm bored.
Yeah,
you're just a fidget toy to me.
Yeah,
so I like to listen to these things that you think are real.
Mm-hmm.
And it just amuses me how much of a bell end you are.
Well, I'll very quickly I'll start at the top. mainstream press is going crazy at the moment for stories about UFOs, aliens. They're talking about the Americans exposing the truth about UFOs. And this is something everybody knows about. I'll give you an example this is from the Daily Star. This is a little
good
piece.
It's
just a basic story.
It's gone downhill a bit for me since people stopped getting their tits out on page 7, but go on.
Yeah. Was there a page for willies? As a kid, we used to...
Page 7 fella, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he'd get his whole phallus out or just show
up? I think you might see a brief, tasteful glimpse of bum.
Yeah. I mean...
Come hither, look over his shoulder, but you wouldn't see his phallus.
You wouldn't see the full phallus because you could do a double page spread of just balls.
Yeah. That's what essentially what the Daily Sport did.
Yeah. Balls. Anyway, 3 alien abductions in a week in Sedgley, but council aren't doing anything. What do you think of the headline?
Where is Sedgley?
That's the Midlands.
Sounds Midlands.
West Midlands.
I wonder what Sedge means. Do you see like Sedgemoor and Sedgley?
Sedge is the name given to the light brown yellowish clag that builds up in between the legs on hot summer's days. Mystery surrounds a sign that appeared in the woods in a small town claiming 3 people have been abducted by aliens in the last week. Its writer then accuses the council of not doing enough to stop abductions. The large panel with a black stenciled writing reads, 3 alien abductions here in 1 week. When are the council going to do something? It sprung up in Sedgley.
What do they want the council to do in that situation?
I imagine put better locks on council house doors.
Have a meeting about it and raise an objection. Leaflets. Get it seconded.
Yeah. Just raise awareness is a thing.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't ever use that phrase on me.
Raise awareness.
Don't ever raise awareness.
Yeah. I mean,
it's always done by people... People with nothing else in their lives.
Do-gooders.
They want to do something that we're already very well aware of.
Yeah.
To raise awareness.
Yeah. Well, that's what the people of Sedgley want. They want to raise awareness. UFO believers reckon the county lies at the heart of alien activity within the UK. Dozens of UFO sightings have been reported in the area in recent years, and websites have been created so that members of the public can log extraterrestrial spots. This is a good point, Mike, in the podcast to say if you are listening and you live in Sedgley, have you used that website? Have you got a case? Get in touch. Is it like that?
Not with me.
No, click like and subscribe. I think we say that here before we bring on.
Really? No.
I think we say it here.
Do you want to unpack all my shopping for you as well?
Yeah.
And then
put
on a fake American accent and then I'll homeschool my kids and we can just watch me live my life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Lovely. I mean, I would do some unboxing, but there's no camera, so, you know.
Yeah.
Click like and subscribe, guys. One witness called Lisa was in her front garden in Solihull when she saw an orange flickering ball in the sky. She wrote on a website.
AKA the sun.
Mm-hmm. My immediate thought was that it looked like a plane on fire, but it clearly wasn't. It moved far too fast to be a plane. We live near the flight path, so we're used to seeing planes. I watched it for probably only a few seconds and saw it travel across the sky, not down... Across. It reduced in size, then disappeared. She was convinced the mysterious aircraft was proof of life on other planets. Very basic story to start with there, Mike. Before I go into the real stuff I've developed and...
Very easily punctured as well, but go on.
Exactly. I'd just like to get your views on this story that is what I call mainstream media. You know, where do you stand on Sedgley being a hotspot?
Where do I stand with that, John? I mean, so she's saying that something was glowing in the sky.
Yeah.
Moving quickly, sort of sideways, and then it disappeared.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's basically describing any piece of dust or matter entering the atmosphere, isn't she?
Yeah.
And then burning up and then burning out.
Yeah. So what you're saying is it was a hot alien.
Occam's razor is what I'm saying, John.
Right. Is that a type of
beer? What Occam's razor is?
It's either a type of fish or a type of beer.
Occam's razor is the simplest explanation is usually the correct one.
Right. So this was a very hot alien.
Because the other option is that what that was a alien spacecraft.
Yeah.
Which had travelled unimaginable distances to sort of fly over Sedgemoor for a bit, or Sedgley.
Yeah.
And then bugger off again.
And that's exactly what I think. So we both agree on that. And that, so that's number one ticked off. If our producer,
no, I'm saying that that wouldn't be Occam's razor.
Yeah,
that would be more unlikely.
Yeah, so we both agreed that is clear evidence
of a bright light in the sky that disappeared. Yes,
that is an alien. Okay, so let's move on to some of the. As I said, that was the mainstream media. This is the sort of thing they're reporting. I've gone deep. I've gone into the dark web. I've gone into the deep web. I've gone to places no other man has been. I've been on the internet for hours now, and I found stories that will turn your pubes grey and your mind to mush, because this really is nuts. Mike, ghosts and ghoulies, where do you stand on them?
Oh, God. You know where I stand on them.
Where?
Ghosts don't exist, mm-hmm. and my ghoulies are my own concern.
Okay. So you would say it's all about education, trying to get people to learn about ghosts and ghoulies and make them realise what they are.
I would say that it's all about looking at things and thinking, what could this be that isn't a ghost or a ghoulie?
Okay. Then
it's probably that.
Answer me this. Haunted school blamed for high GCSE results.
Right.
This is where the music comes in, and this will be very powerful, scary music in the background.
Yep. Have you told producer Reese that there's going to be like a, what we call a bed in the trade?
I mean, he can hear us, but he can't speak. There we go.
Oh, he's done it, look.
An underperforming...
He's doing that in real time. This isn't even something that we've just told him to do.
No.
Like two or three days later after he's taken his kids to football. He did that right then.
Did that right there. That's how professional
he is. I'll say something. Okay. Reese, in 3 seconds, put some music on. One. Straight away.
That's...
And do you know why this is beautiful? Because... All right, you can stop now, Reese.
Yeah, that's enough. No, stop. Stop.
He's fading out. Just stop it.
Just stop. Too big for his boots.
Reese, who was the producer of the program we made where we didn't explain things.
Unexplainable.
The two non-explaining lads.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah.
He produces this show.
Yeah.
Podcast. Yeah. And he lives in Canada now. He's emigrated. He liked us. He liked our company so much. He moved 3,000 miles away with his family.
How long ago was that?
Sold his house and his cars.
When did he go?
And his business and emigrated.
I thought he said he'd gone to CNA in the text.
No. I think he said he didn't want to work with us anymore. It was too stressful.
Yeah.
And he was going to go and live in Canada.
Oh, gutted.
And, you know, he's always like the outdoor life. You know, he's an outdoorsman.
Yeah, he's got shorts, everything.
He's very, very rarely in trousers. Mm. Always wore shorts. I mean, wore sort of what I would call... Birkenstocks back in the day.
Yeah.
Those sandals for people who got hairy feet like producer Reese.
Yeah.
I think his exact words were he's never missed seeing us for a second, is what he said.
If he wasn't wearing shorts, he'd be wearing culottes. They were the only two types of clothing he ever wore. Anyway.
Yeah, he would sometimes wear those sort of like those martial arts. It looks like a skirt, but you realise there's legs in it.
Yeah, he'd wear them.
Are they called?
Martial arts.
I remember Stephen. I wouldn't ask his name. Chuck Norris wore a pair in a film once.
Yeah, the MC Hammer trousers, basically,
without the cuffs on the bottom.
Yeah, without the cuffs. Anyway, back to the ghosts and ghoulies, Mike. Haunted school blamed for high GCSE results. What do you think of that headline? An underperforming. Hang on. Go on. Tell me, and then. Sorry, stop the music. Thanks.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. So, what do you think of the?
I think as an ex-teacher whose wife is a teacher, I find that hard to believe, mainly because, you know, GCSEs are, if you listen to this abroad, these would be the equivalent in America of the sort of like a degree, essentially.
Right.
I've met people with university degrees from America.
Yeah.
And they are some of the thickest people I've ever had the misfortune to cross paths with.
I think we can all agree with that. And that won't alienate any of the American listeners.
Oh, no, God, no, they'll love that.
Because it's true.
Well, the joy of it is we've acknowledged them. Everyone likes to be acknowledged on these things.
Yeah.
And we've had a bit of fun with them.
Yeah.
And we've pointed out a truth. People love to have a truth revealed to them.
It's
they feel true. They're in the group.
Thick as fuck.
You know.
Thick as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, thick as a castle door.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and a GCSE is like what we do at 16.
Yeah.
It's a similar sort of thing that like an American professor would do at sort of 28, 29.
Yeah. Saliently,
John. The bit of that story I find hard to get my head around is the obviously the haunted bit.
Yeah. Well, let me go into
with haunting not being a real thing at all, you know?
Yeah. Let me go into a bit more detail and let's see where you stand off that. So let's try again with the music. I'll do the headline and then the music comes on and I'll if you just bring it to
we'll
a quiet
bed. Give a minute because he's not like a performing chimp.
No. Okay. Here we go.
Well, it does look like one.
He does a bit. Haunted school blamed for high GCSE results. An underperforming school in Nottingham, England, is being investigated by local authorities and paranormal investigators alike after achieving outlandishly high exam results that some are claiming could only... Hang on a minute, the music stopped. Should we just stop the music and I'll just read the rest?
Read the rest. If it's off-putting, if anything.
Yeah, it does read in after a bit. After achieving outlandishly high exam results, some are claiming could only have been obtained via the aid of the undead passing answers onto pupils during exams in a sinister pact with the devil. The unnamed school had consistently failed to achieve any GCSE grades above D since the institution opened in 1993. But revolutionary new teaching methods, including lessons in the occult, ranging from voodoo to palmistry, have given the Teachers Federation reason to believe the school is now in a pact with the High Lord of Evil.
The Teachers Federation.
TF.
Okay, move on.
The school is now in a pact with the High Lord of Evil, Satan himself. Headmaster Roger Daltrey claims the allegations are rubbish.
Where did you read this?
The dark web. The deep web.
Yeah.
Headmaster Roger Daltrey claims the allegations are rubbish.
Who?
Roger Daltrey. Headmaster
Who?
Roger Daltrey.
That's a joke there. Who?
I don't know. Don't get that.
He was in a band called The What, wasn't he? So I saw that for called The Who.
I don't know. I mean, I only know this guy. I only know this guy, Roger Daltrey, from Headmaster. Headmaster Roger Daltrey claims the allegations are rubbish and that any portals to other dimensions are always open and closed in conjunction with the British safety guidelines and that form tutors strongly discourage fraternizing between pupils and spirits outside of ceremonies. When asked to explain how the entire school managed to obtain A-star grades in every exam, he replied, "Because they are brainy, mate. I would never let ghosts tell my kids the answers to any questions. That is just out of order." Before slamming his office door shut without even getting up from his desk. Investigations continue. No pupils were available for comments at the time of print. Where do you stand on that, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know where you stand on that. I mean, it's compelling.
Yeah.
I mean, as an ex-teacher myself, you know, I really miss being part of the Teachers Federation.
Yeah. It's important. The kids need someone to stand up for them. You know, I can relate to this to a certain extent because I went to a Catholic school, and quite often we found the nuns carrying exorcisms, cleansing ceremonies were routine. You know,
cleansing themselves, cleansing,
yeah, cleansing the pupils, everything.
I love a clean nun.
Well, I mean, they smell lovely, some of them, but on one occasion,
I always imagine nuns smell of like soap.
Yeah, they do lavender,
and talc.
Yeah. Lavender soap. They stink of lavender soap. In my primary school, for example, the library was at the back of the hall. And on one occasion, Jamie Davis claimed to see...
Again, you've mentioned people by name there. Just call him...
Jamie Havers.
JD.
Jamie Havers.
Jamie Havers, Nigel's son.
Yeah, I went to a school with a lot of famous... actors took their children as well. And on one occasion, Nigel Havers' son, Jamie Havers, went to the library. We were 7, maybe 8 years old. And he came back and he said there'd been a brown mist at the back of the library. And in turn, it had caused him to spray brown paint all over Helen Carlos's skirt, school dress.
Right.
So do you know what I mean? I can
did
see
this brown paint smell like shit as well.
No, and I know I can vouch that it was brown paint, Mike, because a few months later, myself and let's call him Paul Hefford, obviously not his real name.
No,
we got sent out for eating the paint. because Occamix paint, which was very popular in schools at the time, tasted like crunchy bars.
Did it really?
Yeah, we were eating the paint.
Imagine making a paint for kids that tasted like food and sweets.
And it was, we got done for that. But it was non-toxic, and we knew it was non-toxic.
They were the days, mate. You could also, you know, in break time, go and buy a pair of, go and buy, not a pair, but go and buy a packet of sweet cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, we used to, you get a real cigarette for between 5 and 7 pence. You could get a real individual cigarette.
No, but I mean, but not, to be fair to the government, they weren't selling real fags to kids.
That's
so true. You were allowed to sell sweet fags to kids.
Yeah, a licorice pipe, you know.
Licorice pipe?
Yeah, I used to love a licorice pipe.
There was like a candy floss crack pipe, wasn't there?
Yeah.
You get those? Yeah. Back in the 80s and 70s.
I used to love that. Heroin sherbet, remember that as a kid?
Yeah.
Heroin sherbet with a little needle would come in it and you pretend to stick it in your arm. I used to love
it. And there was like sherbet LSD tabs.
Oh.
But they were just rice paper.
Rice paper, but yeah. And had little smiley faces on them. I could not get enough of that.
They were great fun, they were.
You know, I mean, it's all gone now, isn't it? I mean, sweets these days are just, they're just brightly coloured sugar and that's it. There's no imagination left.
Sherbet spice, remember that?
Yes. We all used to do it and then crawl along the floor.
Sometimes you'd be completely stationary right on the back of the train station. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. We used to see a puddle. We'd all get in it, say spice it up, and then we'd all that was a catchphrase, spice it up, and we'd all take the sherbet
and we'd all
spice.
Sort of sit around in our own
feces
excrement outside, like Salvation Army, and sleep in an old sleeping bag.
Such, you know, great
getting
days.
Pissed on by dogs.
Oh, great days. You know,
by the way, you know, those people.
Yeah.
They need love. That's what they need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's what I'm all about. I say, if everyone held hands, there'd be a lot less issues in the world.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Exactly, not war.
It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Which leads me, Mike.
What the world needs now.
That's it. Get it out.
Is love, sweet love.
Yeah.
No, not just for me.
Yeah.
But for everyone.
All of them.
Anyway.
Beautiful song.
Thank you. And Dionne Warwick. I can't take the credit for it.
I always thought that the brother and sister sang it, the Carpenters.
No, they were making like chairs and stuff, weren't they? And
yes.
Benches and
yes,
door frames or whatever.
Anyway, moving on from... before we move on, reality points out of 10... how much of that do you think is real?
For the Rogers Altree School?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 1 out of 10 for that, John.
Okay. After my research, it's actually 100% true. So if we hear a ting sound now, maybe you could put it on in post-production. Ting, that's one.
A bell or something.
Yeah, a bell. That'd be good.
Xylophone.
There you go.
Oh, that'll do.
That's
decent, isn't it?
It's like a sort of deformed version of the beginning of EastEnders.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
I've heard about it. I remember when it started years ago, we went to Pill Leisure Centre to play football and one of the lads said, did you see EastEnders last night? And I turned around and said, oh, crap, I'll never watch that, mate. And I've stuck by that.
That's a great anecdote, mate, that is.
It's good, isn't it? I've got loads.
Bloody hell.
I've got loads. This podcast will go on for years, mate.
Well, that's never going to try up, that sort of stuff.
No. I mean, this is what even the Americans will enjoy that, you know.
Oh.
So this is going to be...
If you're living in Buck Creek, Iowa... And you drop that Pill Legend story on them.
Yeah. They'll immediately
go. They'll be loving life.
Yeah, you know. They'll
imagine going to buy a T-shirt, get all the merch for that.
Yeah. My mate went to Pill Leisure Centre and all I got was this crummy T-shirt.
This fucking T-shirt.
Yeah. There you go. Wicked.
But across the U out.
Yeah.
And then you can sell it in kids' shops and that then.
Class. A class act. Hard to follow. Talking of which, Mike, story number three. Once again, I've delved the deep web. I've given you the mainstream story from the Daily Star. I've given you the upfront news that everyone's familiar with. I've then gone deep into the web. I've given you a secondary story that only I know exists. And now I've gone into a third one, which is probably the most shocking thing you'll hear this week. Are you ready, Mike?
Go on. Let's have a listen to this bombshell.
Ghost of World War II soldier predicts terrifying end for mankind. Where do you stand on that?
I've heard the story. Have I? Okay. I mean, it sounds...
Believable? No. Okay.
As always, I've got an open mind and I'll look at the facts.
Okay. Here we go. Ghost of World War II soldier predicts terrifying end for mankind. 39-year-old Leonardo da Vinci of Salford Keys, Manchester, received the chilling news after a ghostly encounter with a long-departed World War II soldier whilst on a weekend break to Cheltenham. Da Vinci, 39, claims he's never had an interest in the world of spirit.
You just said that once.
So, yeah. Well, it just helps hammer it home.
Oh, you're reading the part.
I'm reading
it. You're reading it.
Yeah, I'm reading it. Okay. Da Vinci, 39, claims he's never had an interest in the world of spirit, and to come face to face with a real ghost left him in tatters. The spine-chilling event occurred last May when Da Vinci, 39, accidentally knocked over a Scrabble board and inadvertently created a makeshift Ouija board. Mm. I'd taken my wife Janine to Cheltenham to celebrate our wedding anniversary, and a bout of heavy rain on the first night meant we had to stay in and play Scrabble.
I thought you were going to say heavy petting then.
It's not that type of story. Half an hour into the game, we got into a blazing row over the score, and I smashed the board across the room. As I bent down to pick it up, I noticed the letters had formed a sentence. I am a World War II ghost. Shocked and stunned, I asked out loud if this was real, and the letters slowly reformed to read, "Yes, watch this." Whereupon my wife and I heard what sounded like the theme tune to the film The Dam Busters, and from out of nowhere appeared a squaddy dressed in 1940s army stuff. Frozen in fear.
Point of order there, John.
Yeah.
Dam Busters is a Royal Air Force based film.
Yeah.
About bombing raid the RAF made in the war.
Yeah. And this is
where squaddies in the army, I mean, it's a separate armed service.
But I think when you actually die in World War II, when you go up to heaven, it all becomes like a really big squadron. And to get back to Earth, you have to, some of the RAF guys fly you back down to Earth. So he was working alongside them. Like the D-Day landings.
Okay.
Like the D-Day landings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, of course, D-Day were predominantly a naval endeavour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, the RAF went over the night before to sort of bomb behind the lines and try to take out some artillery placements and that. But
they had them gliders. They had those big gliders. They put some of
the... Yeah, and there was RAF cover on the day, but it was mostly a naval...
Mostly naval.
...exercise.
Yeah.
An army, really.
Yeah. Yeah. From out of nowhere, appeared a squaddie dressed in 1940s army stuff. Frozen in fear, we stood and watched as he rolled a cigarette and sat down on the sofa. It was quite clear that he knew who we were. And once he'd extinguished his cigarette, he simply said, "Do not be afraid. I am Arthur Clive Dunn of 442 Squadron, and I bring you a message from the world of spirit. The world will end in December 2021. Unless everyone in the world takes heed of my message. Don't smoke in bed."
Why is he talking? Why is he talking in old, like oldie worldy language?
It's because when you cross over to the world of spirit, it's an amalgamation of everything we know. It's not just modern society, which a lot of people believe it will all be cars and iPads, which of course they will have. But what you'll find is you'll get medieval serfs combined with highfalutin gamblers, you know, from the 21st century.
Surely if you believe in heaven, then the sort of, the main thrust of it is that it's timeless. So there'd be people there from
cavemen,
the dawn of time. Yeah. I imagine
there'd be cavemen right up to estate agents, like everything in between.
I wonder if cavemen then like have a shave,
yeah,
and start wearing a suit and learn French,
yeah,
or they just keep like hitting each other with sticks and eating their fleas off each other.
It's a brilliant question, and I can answer that. What actually happens is when you go up there, you only go up in the spirit mode. So your physical body doesn't exist. The spirit mode is, as I've explained to you before, a type of gas. Now, when this gas reaches, all of the gases blend and they become one sort of giant amorphous blob that can separate into separate blobs. So, for example, if you were to die now, you would be Mike, but you'd also have the persona of perhaps... a 14th century nobleman combined with...
Mike Reed
from EastEnders combined with a lollipop lady. And you'd be a little bit of everything. And that's what's magical about it. So what we're seeing here with this Arthur Clive Dunn, the ghost of the World War II squadron, that's the strongest part of his spirit that's come down. But he is combined...
This is not the Clive Dunn that was in Grandad and what's the one about the Home Guard?
Oh, Dad's Army.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you could confuse it. This is Arthur Clive Dunn, not Clive Dunn, who you know, again, this could be because what could have happened is the soldier could have been called Arthur Dunn. But when he died, he went up there and he melded with Clive Dunn and they've become Arthur Clive Dunn.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
Could be King Arthur.
Exactly. You're really getting the hang of this now. You're figuring out how the world of spirit works, how the other realm exists, which is, I'm glad to see the education's, it's working. Anyway, I am Arthur Clive Dunn of 442 Squadron, and I bring you a message from the world of spirit. The world will end in December 2021 unless everyone in the world of the living, takes heed of my message. Don't smoke in bed, wash your hands, or mankind risks being wiped out through a series of unnecessary house fires and some very, very severe stomach bugs. He then sang a beautiful rendition of We'll Meet Again and vanished into thin air. Da Vinci 39 was not available for further comment. Where'd you stand on that, Mike?
Well, I mean, you shouldn't smoke in bed, John.
No. So we've learned something from the world of spirit.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
And you should wash your hands, of course.
Yeah, exactly. These are well-intentioned. They're well-intentioned spirits. But they may not look physically like us, but they're very well-intentioned. Very incredibly well-intentioned, you know. These are the... For example, have you ever walked down the street, Mike, and you've stepped out to cross the road and you thought, hang on a minute, I'll just look both ways before I cross?
No, I usually do that beforehand. I mean, in my tick list of crossing the road, which I've been perfecting since the mid-70s, I would look... You know, just like the Green Cross Code man told us in the day, stop.
Yeah.
Then I'd look. Then I'd listen.
Yeah.
Then I'd think, is it safe to cross?
Yeah.
Then I'd cross. And I would keep looking and listening whilst I cross.
Yeah. And that's guidance. That is guidance from the world of spirit there. Something just in the back of your mind, just that little bell ringing, that's guidance. And that's exactly what this...
Well, it was David Prowse.
Well,
who's now dead, but he was alive then.
He was the Green Cross Code. He was Darth Vader as well, but he was the Green Cross Code man. You know, and who was the other bloke? Elvin Stardust. You must be out of your tiny mind. You remember that?
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
You know, he told the kids, "You must be out of your tiny mind," which is quite rude to a child, because you know.
And then Jimmy Savile telling us to get on the train.
I would not be getting on that train if I knew now what I knew then.
Oh God!
Telling that much, you know. Click every trip, not with you, mate. That's what I'm saying.
Was he that as well?
He was that as well. Yeah. Shocking. Mm. What do you think on that? That's one of the, that's from the deeper part.
Solid advice. Don't lose your rag playing Scrabble. Mm-hmm. You know, I play a lot of Scrabble. Yeah. I'm a very good Scrabble player.
Yeah.
But I do get frustrated on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, when we first started playing Scrabble, would reuse triple word scores, double letter scores, and all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And that annoyed me because you can't, once they've been used once, they're out of the game. But yeah. So I was with you. I was with you all the way through the getting losing their rag at Scrabble.
Yeah.
And then when it started making sentences, and then Clive Dunn appeared.
Yeah.
I became less convinced that was true. That bit. I think that maybe Leonardo da Vinci's made that up.
But I think the one thing that will convince you is next time you cross the road, when you stop to look left or right, you'll know that is something or someone from the world of spirit guiding you. And that's what happened here. And that's the link between the two. Therefore, this is real. And therefore, you believe it. Case closed. Let's have a ting in sound, please. If we give the producer, is the producer still there? I don't
know. Is he asleep?
Reese, are you there?
He's having that drum effect, isn't he?
He's well into it. He's fantastic.
I'm assuming that's the easiest button to find. I'm a hockey.
Of course, a hockey thing.
Yeah,
one of
a hockey goal, or so. One of the young lads playing hockey has had his teeth smashed out with a puck.
Yeah,
and people have. Oh,
hey! Wow, this is that the.
This is the halftime show.
It's the halftime. I mean, do we stop now, or how does it work?
This is halftime of the hockey. I'm just skating onto centre ice and I'm taking my clothes off.
What's that thing called? A Zamboni? Is it a Zamboni?
Zamboni, yeah. That's the thing that resurfaces the ice in between the
machine.
Periods, yeah.
I'd love to have one of them.
I can imagine you driving that around the ice.
I'd love that.
While I did a very slow striptease on top of it and producer Reese played that music.
I would love that.
Well, everyone would love that.
And you know what you do? It would go, I know this isn't very paranormal, but it would be a great thing to see. The Zamboni goes round, you take your clothes off on the top, then you, as it's going round, the music's playing, you slowly creep down the back. There's a bit of rope and then you lower yourself down onto the ice and you leave a brown stain and it goes round. I'd love to see that. I would love to see that. So if anyone out there wants to pay for it,
right.
You know, to do that.
that would only happen if my anal hygiene wasn't absolutely spot on, which it is.
Yeah, but you could set it up for this. You could rub a bit of Marmite or something down there, for purely for effect. The way that.
In what way would that be good for my image?
You'd be loved, especially by people who enjoy hockey, because during half time they've got nothing to look at. They would.
Who's that fella shitting on the ice in the nude?
He's not shitting. He's leaving a skid mark. It's a very big difference. Very big difference. So keep that in mind.
You're splitting hairs.
Well, you certainly would be if your anus was being dragged along some ice. It's over now. But it's
success.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed that.
The people listening.
I enjoyed it. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
You were like a Rubik's snake.
Yeah.
I could just have a little fiddle with you and make disappointing. Well, why don't you really make a ball, a zigzag, and a fairly unconvincing python?
I did a machine gun. We had a beige and brown one, and I did a machine gun with mine.
I had a beige and brown one as well.
A classic.
It was a jumbo one.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
Absolute I think they must classic. Have been.
Yeah.
Going cheap.
That was the first one of the Demon Seed.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was good. If people have enjoyed it, they can subscribe, like, smash that like button.
Well, have we got a PO box? Can they write to us?
I haven't set one up.
Got an address? Twitter. I'd rather not give them my address, to be honest.
I'm not giving any personal details away.
I mean, my Twitter is at Mike Bubbins.
Okay. And mine,
but I'd rather they didn't get in touch because
it's just a waste of time.
I'll waste too much time on it now.
Yeah, it's a bind.
And if people start getting in touch with it, I'm like, oh Christ, here we go.
Yeah, it's a bind. Yeah. And I'm not guaranteeing I'll react to anybody, but I believe at @ExyGLC will be my.
Because of course you were in
a moderately successful pop group.
Well, you still are.
Yeah,
in a moderately successful rap group.
Goldie Looking Chain. But that, I mean, that a lot of that's tapered off, especially with.
I mean, is there going to be a Twitter address for this pod? I mean, there probably should be. Besides doing admin on air, but
at the Demon Seed. I mean, are we calling?
Well, don't say that in case it's not. We can't get that if someone's already got that.
Yeah.
For instance, if the people who made the film,
the Demon Seed,
have got that.
Oh God, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Julie Christie might have that as a. Is she still alive?
I think she is actually. Yeah. I've had a look, actually. There is someone called @TheDemonSeed and he's got 3 followers. That's not us. We haven't got any.
No, that's not us. We haven't got any followers.
No.
I mean, he sounds like a sad case until he realizes he's got more followers than us.
Yeah.
And because of the way the numbers work,
yeah,
you know, he's got infinitesimally more numbers than us because we've got 0.
Got none. So, well, I mean, for now, let's just give our own.
But if you like podcasts with no followers.
Follow us. Follow us.
Follow this. I imagine it's on the usual sort of podcast platform.
All of them, whatever they are. I
Snap. What's nice to know, John, I mean, I there's nothing quite as, you know, enjoyable. Nothing would lift your spirits like knowing that sort of 4 or 5 years ago, we had the number 2 highest rated podcast in the country.
In the UK, yeah. Yeah, it was massive.
In the United Kingdom, of all genres.
And now just...
And...
It's just this now.
Yeah.
It's just this.
Now I'm just jealous of a bloke for having 3 followers.
Yeah. Well, look, like I said, we can get some celebrity mates on and they can talk about kids or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Or whatever. Yeah. Ghosts and stuff.
Yeah, anything.
Get some experts on.
Anything. I'll try and get Ian Asprey from The Cult if I can.
If the listeners, if there are any listeners, if they've got a story they think is worth telling.
Yeah. Actually, next week.
Don't get in touch.
Yeah. You're a fan of Kojak, Telly Savalas, aren't you?
Huge. Genuinely a huge fan.
Got a very interesting story about him, which I'll unleash next time.
I look forward to that.
No problemo. Smash that like button. Is that what they say? Smash that like button.
Yeah, like and subscribe. But that's for YouTube channel. We haven't got a YouTube channel.
Okay. But we, I mean, yeah, okay.
We don't do Instagram. We don't do Snapchat.
None of that.
YouTube. We don't do Bebo. We don't do MySpace. We don't do Facebook.
No.
We do Twitter.
Yeah.
And we are doing a podcast.
Yeah. So,
and if you see me in the street, you can, by all means, have a chat with me. Yeah. I may or may not ignore you.
I just won't talk to anyone. So,
well, you're not a people person.
No, hate them.
Get in touch.
And why not be the first?
Absolute trendsetter.
Yeah.
So, and then if this does go big, we'll be able to say,
such and such was the first.
Prick Clive from Sutton Coldfield got in touch.
And he was the first.
Yeah. Probably the first prick get in touch.
Yeah.
And that is non-gender specific. You can be a female prick. You can be a transgender prick. You can be a male prick.
Anyone you
can
like.
Be a prick who doesn't identify.
Yeah. Any one of them.
Be the first prick.
Smash that like button. Saying it. Smash that like button. That's what I say. Like and subscribe, guys. What's up, guys? Like and subscribe, guys. Next week, we're going to find out what we can fit into jelly. And we're going to
make some noise as well.
Yeah, make some noise, guys. Ever wonder what would happen if you put Mentos in Coca-Cola? Then follow us. Smash like and subscribe. We're going to put Mentos in Coca-Cola.
I'm going to homeschool my kids in the outback in Australia.
Yeah.
They'll probably grow up incredibly emotionally stunted because I've had no interaction with other kids.
Yeah.
But I will make a lot of money off merchandise.
Yeah.
And even though the kids will hate me when they're older, I'll have already...
You'd be minted.
I'd be minted with them, anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to show you how to live in a van where it's only got a bucket in the corner to piss.
I'd watch that.
I mean, I've done it twice this summer and it's brilliant.
The Demon Sea.
Lockhart, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's
here. Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.